Welcome to Gwydion's Asshole Podcast. Welcome to Gwydion's Astral Podcast. Today, we will be hearing some more of Schlenschnunheimer's poetry, so you can look forward to that. We'll also be hearing from our intrepid producer, Edward Reeb, at one point. I believe I will offend him beyond belief, and it will cause him to have to intervene. But first, a little poetry. Monday, February 8th, 2016. Why have I been so irritable lately? Oh, yeah. I forgot to cry and cry and cry. What is up with this music? It's kind of depressing. It's,
Oh, I'm sorry. That's me, Schulteis.
Schulteis? We haven't heard from you in a long time. That's how you sound?
Oh, yeah. Or, hello, I'm Schulteis. That was my piano music.
No, I don't think you should talk, Schulteis. I think you should just stick with the piano playing, all right?
Okay.
Anyway, today I'd like to talk a little bit about racism. Now, is it Jewish to speak Yiddish if you're not a racist? Or wait, that's not it. Is it racist to speak Yiddish if you're not Jewish? No. No, I don't think so. And that's my honest Injun opinion. What's that? What? As predicted, our producer is here. What's your problem, Edward? What's the deal?
Well, first of all, it's been a couple of decades since the norm has become Native American. It's not Indian. Columbus thought he was in India. He wasn't in India. The term Indian is just a misapplied term, and then to say Injun.
Yeah, so what? We're on the frontier here. My great-grandparents said Injun.
Yeah, well, that's kind of part of the problem is, yeah, your great-grandparents shot them. They had rifles.
Oh, yeah, I see. Huh. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, to say Native American, you're giving them the name of Amerigo Vespucci, the noted pornographer and mapmaker from Italy. That's somehow more PC than Injun?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I'm afraid you and I are just going to have to disagree. And that's my honest Injun...
No.
Don't forget where you came from. I created you, and ultimately I can destroy you if I want to. I can chuck this
really?
Whole Gwydion's podcast idea.
Wow, you're going to get that serious about this, huh?
So this is a whole... This is a control issue for you?
No, it's not a control issue. It's an issue of... Well, maybe it's a control issue. Yeah, I kind of want to control... You know, if people are going to think badly of me, then they should think badly of me for legitimate reasons and not just because I have some character who's a loose cannon and likes to shoot his mouth off.
Well, you know, there are some circles in which what you're doing right now, what you're saying, you know, having given me this podcast and told me I could do whatever I want to with it, and now taking back what you had previously given, would be considered by some to be being a Native American giver.
Okay, yeah, no, that's not really funny, Gwydion. You see, it's not the 80s anymore. You're going to have to let go of some of this police academy stuff that's floating around in your subconscious from when you were 7 years old giggling with your friends.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind, all right?
Just try not to be a racist, okay?
Well, that was fun. What do you think of all that, Schulteis?
Oh, back in my century, everybody was racist. Oh, really? What century is that? Oh, it was the 16th century, 1400s-ish area. I had six fingers. Why don't you use them? Anyway, let's see. I believe we promised you some Schlunch-Neunheimer poetry, so let's get him in here, shall we?
Oh, not Schlunch Scour again. Why are you yowling at him? He's despicable.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me back. You know, I'm kind of flattered. I thought I'd feel asked.
Yeah, well, did you have something to read for us?
I'm sorry, guys. I can't seem to find my old journal. I think my girlfriend's dad might have taken it and put it in a safe deposit box to use against me in a court of law.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, do you have one memorized from back in those days?
Well, I could try. I used to think I was God. How else could an evolved thing be me? I knew more than anyone because of my parents. Knew more than my mother because of my father. Knew more than my father because of my mother. I used to believe in Santa Claus.
Thank you, Schlunch-Neunheimer. That wasn't as bad as last time.
You guys have to understand, last time that ended, it was personifying the shadow in an ironic way. It wasn't...
Yeah, no, I get all that. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Anyway, moving along, today we will be hearing another excerpt from
The New World Empire.
Unless, does anybody else have any announcements before we move on? Schultheis, are you good? Schlunch-Neunheimer already left. Okay, Edward, you got anything to say?
Oh, yeah, if you don't mind, I got to pitch my thing. Check out BHAVASFEST.com. I'm one of the presenters. My promo code is 2BYOGI. That's it, and thank you all. Good night, and enjoy the excerpt.
Thank you, Edward, you corporate whore. And Frater BT, do you have anything to say?
Ave, fratres et sorores, or sorores et fratres. Monday's episode will be Gila, my old Hebrew teacher on the Esoterra Nerd. So check that out, 8 p.m. Monday.
Thank you, BT. And is Pymander here?
Pymander is all of us.
Oh, okay, that's creepy. So did you have anything to say, all of us?
Be well.
Okay, I guess that's that. Did I leave anyone out? No? Okay, well, that's everyone.
The New World Empire.
You might be wondering what that sound was. That was the sound of the fourth wall breaking. This is Edward speaking to you from April 9th, 2023. I'm currently putting the old podcast episodes back together. One of the things I've been doing... in most cases where there's a recital from the New World Empire, I'm cutting them out. Reason being is there is an entire podcast that includes the entire story, as well as the entire coffee house story, and some more recent writings tying it all together with hours and hours and hours of commentary and background and analysis of each chapter. That podcast is called The Multiverse Cartographer. So if you're interested in the New World Empire, if you've heard any of the clips, you know, where they slipped through so far, yeah, check out the Multiverse Cartographer podcast, and among other things, you can hear the story of the origin of the interdimensional coffee house, which inspired Gwydion's Astral Coffee House, which inspired Gwydion's Astral Podcast. So there's kind of a sort of direct, indirect relationship between, you know, the multiverse cartographer, half of which is the New World Empire, and the other half is the Interdimensional Coffee House, a tie-in between that and this podcast that you're currently listening to. Okay, so since that's where the podcast ended, I mean this episode, then this will conclude this episode, and that this has been episode 38 from back in 2016, and this is me in 2023. Isn't time weird? And recordings? Where are you in the timeline? Am I still alive? I would say that, assuming that these recordings remain somewhere where they can be accessed by people, that all things considered, there's a greater than 99% chance that I'm not alive anymore as you're hearing this, which is kind of bizarre from my vantage point here, where I'm still very much alive. Isn't that weird? You can maybe do a bit of Googling and find out if you add 3 years approximately, based on the gap in between the 13th and 14th Dalai Lama incarnations, because what else do we have as any kind of hard evidence for this sort of thing? If you add 3 years to the year that I died, and then, you know, that'd be the year that I was born, then you could estimate how old I am in my new incarnation. Because, just between you and me, I'm nowhere near Nirvana. I don't think this is going to be my last incarnation, if you're into the whole you reincarnate until you achieve Nirvana thing. I do my best to be not an asshole. That's kind of the level I'm at. So whatever level that is on whatever scale, then however long it takes to get from trying not to be too much of an asshole to enlightened is how many lifetimes I have left to go. If that's how it works, who knows? Okay, that's all out of me. See you in the next fourth wall breaking.